30 carries for 131 yards, you know. A lot of it since halftime, you know. What a great comeback in the second. This is a strange game, I know that. You got to be proud of this team, the way they stuck in there.
Yeah, I mean, one thing about this team, I actually looked at everything, and we didn't flinch. When things went bad, we didn't actually flinch, and you know, that was real special for us. And we just wanted to obviously win. I think we're the only people, and our fans of Baltimore, believe the only people that that do it, and that just felt good.
Can you imagine what Baltimore was like when that field goal went through? Can you imagine all the bars and the places?
I wish I was there.
I know.
Shoot, we get back at 2 a.m.
Going there, right?
Nah, I'm going to sleep, but I'll see him tomorrow when we watch it.
We'll watch the highlights of all the exploding. But what was the difference in the second half of running the football? I know you went with some, instead of some zone plays, you went with some drive plays, the guard leading through, stuff like that.
Yeah, one thing we had to do was just, get our gap scheme going. We ran outside zone, had our gap scheme going, and, we just went wherever a little bit vulnerable. And, Coach Caldwell did a great job of calling the game. You know, let's not forget that, and our line did a great job of executing. One thing I vowed to do was be smarter with the football. You know, you didn't see Ray Rice out there trying to make a play that wasn't there.
Right.
I took every yard that they gave me today, and I probably left some out there because that's what we try to do. We always know that we can get better. And I just was vowed to be smart.
Yeah, we did see you cover up the ball a few times when you were going through there.
It was cold.
It was cold, exactly. Yeah. Where were you on the play to Jacoby, though? Because that
I was in. I was out on a route. I was out on the route. Next thing you know, I seen the ball going down the field. I was like, wow. I said, new ball game.
Yeah, because all of a sudden, there's Jacoby running behind everybody, and pardon?
Did he dance?
I don't even know, because everybody was going so crazy at that point that I don't even know if he did dance. He should have danced, though.
I didn't even see it. I was just getting my mind ready for overtime. Man.
Yeah, well, you got overtime, and they called on you. And in overtime, you guys stuck with the game plan.
Yeah,
run.
We didn't want to do anything special. You know, when you get out of your game plan, they didn't do anything to take us out of our game plan besides the field position thing. But we ran the run, and then we had to execute on third down. Everything I've been talking about was executing on third down. Whenever we were able to execute on third down, we were getting our drives and keeping up. So that was the most important thing for us. You know, we knew what first and second down was. You want to actually get in the third and manageable. We did that a few times, and they did a great job of stopping us. But Joe Flacco pinpoint with his throws, and we were good.
Where were you when Justin Tucker was kicking? Were you on your knees?
Were
you
on knees with Coach Hobbs? I knew I had to get to about the 30. He was money from a little distance. Obviously, the thin air, and we had to win with us now.
Right?
So.
Yeah, exactly.
But I knew the 30 would have made it a lot easier, so
and
I wasn't trying to
inside.
Do anything. Yeah, I just wanted to get inside the 30.
And you were when he kicked the ball, you were over with Coach Harbaugh on the sideline.
Coach Harbaugh.
Were you?
The players might ride me for that. You know how the players and the head coach are. But I gave Coach Harbaugh a hug, then I found Ray Lewis. And we did our thing.
You got to feel good for Ray Lewis in this situation, don't you? One more game after one more game.
It's the best feeling. It's the best feeling because obviously this team is so unselfish. We don't care who gets the job done. We just want to get it done.
Well, you got it done today. Congratulations. And wherever it is next week, Houston or New England.
That's the best part. I get to sit home and watch.
Yeah, it should be fun tomorrow, right? Yeah. Tomorrow will be a fun day watching football.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right.
Well. All right, thank you.